America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All right, BT, as we do every Wednesday, 11:40, a little 3RQ. Number one, I may have asked you this before, but it's pertinent today. How superstitious are you?
I'm not incredibly superstitious. There are, you know, a couple things. I did try to avoid stepping on the white line playing baseball.
One time,
and it actually, I wound up having an awful season. You ever get those chain letters, those stupid chain letters? Like, if you don't pass it on to, I don't know, X amount of people, and you're going to be hit with bad luck. Anyway.
Okay, yeah.
So I guess it's my second year in college, and somebody transfers in on the baseball team. And he hits us all with this stupid chain letter. And I ignored it. And, of course, I get off to, like, a 3-for-20 start. I'm like, what the hell's going on? I'm playing terribly. So now I'm like, now I gotta get it to everybody. And he told me, he's like, well, the only way that you can now undo the bad is to put a penny. Listen to how this is ridiculous.
Right,
a penny in your jockstrap. I wore a penny in my cup all year, and guess what? Nothing changed anyway. So I'm not incredibly superstitious. Are you?
Two things I'm going to give you real quick that made me want to ask you this today. Number one, and this has been going on for weeks, since we had the new entrance in the building,
yes,
for some reason, I can't bring myself to enter through a different turnstile. Every day, I'm like, should I go through? And I'm like, no, just keep it to this.
Really?
Yeah, I go through the same turnstile.
Do you ever start at one and then like, I got to go this way and change things up?
I mean, there's enough room. There's enough daylight there where I can know where I want to go. But I just, like today, I was like, let's just go on the different one. And I couldn't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
and
that's one.
The other thing I've been doing, since Monday, I've worn the same socks, the same jeans,
and
the same belt.
No.
Yeah, well, look at the socks.
Mr. Matt, okay.
And look at this belt. I don't know if I've showed this before.
Look at this guy.
See this belt?
Is that a baseball card belt?
Yeah, somebody sent me a baseball. I wish I knew the site. They sent it over to SNY, those that promote the site, but it's baseball card belts.
Okay.
It's got all the different. Actually, I could just take it off and show it to you. It's not a big deal, but it's got all these baseball cards on it, and I requested one with all the mess. Look at this. This is dope.
Look at this guy. You got to take a picture of this, put it on social media. Look at this. Rick Aguilera, the first one
I see.
This is the 86 team.
Right. So, well,
Darryl,
some of them.
Kevin Mitchell.
There's like 80. There's 89 tops
Keith,
on there.
Mookie.
So he makes. The site has them. Anyway, so I wore this Monday for good luck.
Oh, my God.
They won.
Okay.
I wore it yesterday.
Yep.
They won. I wore it again today. Now, tomorrow I will be wearing something different because either way it's going to be either no game or a loss. But I figured I'd
like
be superstitious.
I'll keep doing it. It's working so far. It's good.
Number two, what's an acceptable amount of time needed to invite somebody to a game? Like, where do you draw the line when you're like, I just might as well go by myself?
Meaning you have tickets and you want to give them ample time heads up, you mean?
Yes. I got tickets to the Red Bulls game over the past weekend.
Okay.
A very
nice facility.
It was. I'd never been before. It was my first soccer match, and I went. Sammy Steinlein at Red Bulls.
They
partnered with WFA, and they are great. I actually loved it.
Yeah.
But like, my wife couldn't go. We couldn't get a babysitter. I was asking a bunch of people from the station.
Okay.
Nobody could go. It got to a point where I was like,
"You go by yourself?"
I did.
Wow.
I did. But because there was a cutoff for me. I was asking same day.
I think it depends if you're asking people who are married without, with or without kids. Yeah. If you're single, I mean, give me an hour heads up. I'll meet you there. shoot them on my phone and Apple Wallet. We're good to go. I got the first couple rounds. I think if there's like legitimate family commitments, you want to stretch this out a day or two. And also, let's call it the way it is. It also depends on how much juice the husband has. A lot of husbands, they got to beg to do stuff. And if you're of that mindset, you probably need a week.
It's a Saturday night, so I knew it was tough.
What time was the kick? 6 or 8?
7:30-ish, maybe.
All right, that's firmly in the middle of dinner plans and
I tried early in the day, and then once I was like, all right, forget it. I'm just going to go on my own here. By the way, I get there, and I'm talking to somebody online. He's like, oh, hey, fan of the show, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, this is my first soccer match. And another guy online goes, it's football. And I'm like, nah, football's tomorrow. He's like, yeah, but that's American football. I'm like,
God, what a snob.
Well, where are we? I mean, yeah, it's American football. Where are we? I mean, I'm trying to do the right thing. I didn't call it a soccer game. Yeah, I called it a soccer match.
And don't go to soccer field. They might hang you. It's a soccer pitch.
You've been there with Colt? It's really fun.
I haven't been there with the fan. I actually did a show there once back in the day, and Donnie Walsh came on.
Really?
Yeah, a million years ago through Sammy, and
they were
beautiful stadium.
They were playing NYCFC, so it was a New York, you know, NYCFC ended up kicking their rear end.
Good crowd?
You know what I saw there? Oh. Frank, it was a very good crowd. Frank Isola.
He loves his soccer, Frank.
Frank and his wife. I ended up talking to him the whole time, it was fun. Anyway, last one for you, and this is because I've been watching the Menendez Brothers show. Have you seen this one?
I have not seen this. I know all about it, though.
Would you rather the death penalty or life in jail without parole?
God, just cock me out forever. Dude, how do you sit in a cell forever and not... No, just inject me with whatever and just end it. How about you? There's no way you're going to sit in a cell.
No, but like, so then you're watching the show and they make it like it was a win for them not to be given the death penalty.
No, that's a loss.
In my mind, it is. Like, I would just be saying just, and like, I guess they're hoping against hope that there's going to be some way out, but.
That is true. Well, that, you know what? That's a good point, but. I mean, listen, let's face it, going to hell no matter what. So just let's expedite things here and let's keep it moving. Because what are you going to do, push-ups all day? You get roaches crawling on you? What are you going to do?
I mean,
there's no way.
The thought of having to spend life in prison without parole.
Oh, God. No.
Just kill me.
No, kill me too.
Give me the death penalty. Inject me.
Yes.
I'm with you on that.
That's
an
easy one.
I was surprised that I would think so. Hoff, what would you do in that spot?
You want the needle, or all those days by yourself? Count the days.
Life in jail without parole, or the death penalty?
Death penalty sounds fun. How am I going?
Well, I mean, whatever. Injection. They strap you in. They strap you up in a chair.
I don't know if I want to get zapped. I mean, that's a little tough, getting zapped.
Oh, you won't just like
I don't know if I want that.
Dove, you have a preference?
Do I have access to books?
Yes.
You have
a toilet bowl, you have a mattress, you have crappy food, and you have books. Which one do you
And
take?
You have malaria in the corner of the
And wait, you can work out and get in great shape.
Yes.
For what? What's the reason?
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing.
Exactly.
But if I have books, give me 120 years.
Ugh. What are you going to do? We're going to talk to you about the books.
I mean, that does make sense.
No.
I'll admit, mentally, I do not have the capacity to sit in jail.
No. Now you give me Netflix, I'll hang out for 30 years and watch WWE all day, but no way, dude.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.